Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. That's Psalm chapter 40, verse number 4. Welcome to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. I'm Kerry Green. I'm a retired pastor, now doing a lot of internet business stuff, building businesses online, helping people do that sort of thing. But I'm also still very interested in encouraging my brothers and sisters in the Lord so that you are able to live today in a way that brings about great good in your life and in the lives of others. And Psalm 40 is the section of scripture we've been looking at over the past few days, handful of days. And verse 4 is David's statement of faith after he came out of a very dark time in his life. And when God had rescued him and set his feet on a rock and given him a new song of praise to sing, David summarizes in a way what he learned by saying, "Blessed is the man or the woman who makes the Lord his or her trust." Blessed is the person who trusts God. Now, we use that word trust kind of casually in our day and age. I mean, in the business realm, people are talking about, as a business, it's partly your goal to enable your clients or customers or potential clients or customers to know, like, and trust you. It's very true. It's very accurate. But my point is, we use the word trust kind of, I don't know, loosely at times, without really thinking deeply about what it means. See, trust is probably best exemplified in our day and age through things like marriage and through things like parenting. I mean, think about parenting for a moment. When your child is small, a tiny little baby, they have no choice but to trust you. And in their own psyche, they may not even be fully developed enough to even understand trust or to know they are trusting you. They just simply rely on you. They cry out for your help to change that diaper or to feed them or to take care of them when they're feeling ill. And Jesus uses that imagery of a child trusting their parent to say, this is the kind of trust you should have in God, in your Heavenly Father. It's childlike trust. It's trust that doesn't overanalyze. It's trust that doesn't ask questions of doubt. Not that it's wrong to ask questions of doubt, but it's trust that is real simple. It's trust that just flows out of a confidence in the one who is doing the helping. You see, children at that age, the infant age and the toddler age, they look at their parents with eyes of wonder. They marvel that their parents can do certain things, you know, can kick a ball so far, can pick up such a heavy thing. And so they innately trust the parent because they are confident that parent can do anything. I mean, that's how they feel. That's the perspective that they come from. And so David is saying, blessed is the one who makes his or her trust the Lord. And as adults, we struggle with this because we've come to trust in all kinds of other things in our lives, haven't we? And it's not always a bad thing because God gives us things to be blessings to us. So for example, we jump in our car and we pop the key in and we turn the key and we trust that car is going to start and we trust it's going to drive us down the highway. We trust the brakes are good enough. We trust the other drivers to be doing their job of being alert and not crash into us. You see, we come to trust in all kinds of other things. And I don't hear David saying it's bad to trust in other things. God has given us those things to trust in to a degree. Maybe we should say trust in them with a small letter T. But David's saying, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust with a capital T. You see, we are relying on God ultimately. He is the one who is underneath and behind and around all of those things that we tend to trust in. And that's a mindset issue, isn't it? We have to put our minds in a place that we see God as our source of stability, strength, comfort, peace in every circumstance. Not those things that he's given us, not ultimately. Let's talk about this more tomorrow on the Morning Mindset edition. Join me then.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.